Hello, this is the Coffee for Wednesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The owners of roughly 23 million channels on YouTube have been warned to boost their security measures. Many accounts belonging to well-known YouTubers seem to have been hijacked as part of a massive attack, according to an investigation by ZDNet. It seems likely that it was a coordinated phishing campaign, as it appears that someone got hold of a database of YouTubers, then sent emails to them, luring them to a fake Google login page. This was used to collect their Google account details, giving the attacker access to their YouTube accounts. Google is set to launch a 13.3-inch Chromebook known as Pixelbook Go, according to sources for 9to5 Google. The device will feature a clamshell design with a 16.9 touchscreen, and it will be available with a full HD or 4K display. It will come with 8GB or 16GB of RAM and up to 256GB of storage. It is expected to be announced October the 15th. Honda says it will phase out the sale of diesel-powered cars in Europe by 2021. The company notes it will instead focus on electrical vehicles. Honda is aiming to make all its European vehicle sales electric by 2025. The firm also says it will cut two-thirds of its vehicle lineup by 2025. Europe's top court rules Google does not have to remove sensitive search results around the world. The European Court of Justice says the EU's right to be forgotten laws do not extend beyond member countries. The case began in 2016 when French regulator CNIL fined Google €100,000 for not removing specific links in non-EU regions. Regulators in London turned down Uber's latest request for a full operating license. It represents the second time in 2 years has rejected Uber's application for a long-term permit. TfL has granted Uber a two-month extension on a temporary license, noting it may reconsider another conditional request. This was a shot of the coffee found us at ondismedia.com.